Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, I lived in Mexico, they call him AMLO, he says, give us $20 billion and maybe we'll stop the flow of illegals. But this is where we come together on this. I don't even know what to say here. Who are we now, other than everybody seems to be a bridge structural engineer and a navigator? And by the way, since we're all experts, how does the president get away with telling people he's been commuting over the Francis Scott Key Bridge by train? There is no train track over that bridge. It's a bunch of malarkey. And I know he's not able to visit Francis Scott Key Bridge in person. He's too busy 20, 30 miles away. Maybe he can invite Francis Scott Key to the Oval Office for a meeting. And don't fool yourself with all this freedom you've been talking about. We all talk about freedom. Everything you do is taxed, regulated, or is just plain illegal. We have completely forgotten why the Constitution was created, and that is to limit the power of government, to intrude upon the freedom of the citizens. The government's job is not to keep people free. Freedom is inalienable. We preserve it through free elections. France banned mail-in voting in 75 because of fraud. Mexico banned mail-in voting in 1992 because of fraud. Belgium banned mail-in voting in 2008 because of fraud. Sweden does not permit mail-in voting. Italy does not permit mail-in voting. Ukraine does not permit mail-in voting. Russia does not permit it. Japan does not permit it. No Middle Eastern country permits it. No Latin country permits mail-in voting because of fraud. Will the people who love these other countries so much take a lesson from them? Or have they already? This is News Talk 1100.